In Germany, the trial of 11 suspected members of an extreme far-right terror group has begun today. Group S are accused of plotting deadly attacks on Muslims, asylum seekers and political enemies with the aim of fueling civil unrest and overthrowing the government. Our correspondent in Berlin is Thomas Sparrow and he joins us now. Welcome to the programme.
Nice to talk to you.
This group, are they facing terrorist charges?
Well, prosecutors, what they have stressed is that they were seeking to, and I'm quoting here, rock and ultimately overturn the state and social order of Germany. They wanted, as you mentioned, to spark a civil war-like situation. This is a trial that has started in the German city of Stuttgart and that will probably last until August. So authorities and prosecutors in particular are looking at a wide variety of cases here, in particular related to those Germans that you mentioned. Federal prosecutors have accused 8 of those members of this group that's been described as Group S of founding a terrorist organization back in September 2019.
And is this seen as any way a landmark trial? This group hasn't actually killed anybody, although there have been significant attacks over the past 5 years or so from extreme far-right groups. Is the focus on them on just plotting these attacks quite significant for Germany?
It is significant for Germany in particular because it comes at a time when there is growing concern here in the country over a surge in violent right-wing extremism. In fact, Interior Minister Horst Seehofer had said some time ago that far-right extremism is the biggest security threat that Germany is facing, and this is not the only case that Germany has faced in recent times. You may remember that a year ago in February 2020, there was a racist attack where a man killed 9 people in the city of Hanau. You may remember October 2019, when a far-right gunman tried to storm a synagogue in the city of Halle during Yom Kippur. You may remember that in 2019 as well, and this was a very important event, a pro-migrant politician was shot dead in his garden. This case in particular was very, very shocking here in Germany, and it has generated a very big debate in the country as to whether authorities are doing enough to tackle far-right extremism, whether they are underestimating the threat, and also to a large extent, how big or if at all there is far-right infiltration in security services here in the country.
So a case like this, where people being charged for planning as opposed to carrying out an attack, has that got people more confident that maybe action has been taken sooner than in the past when actually an attack has been carried out?
Indeed, that's a way in which you can interpret this, because it's not only about waiting until the attacks can happen. When you ask authorities about these kinds of groups, they also focus on trying to prevent those groups from actually doing anything. So the fact that that federal prosecutors were actually said that they could be doing a terrorist organization, that they arrested some of those suspects, that they've gone on trial now in the city of Stuttgart, is certainly an important development for Germany's security forces, in particular if you consider that criticism that I just mentioned and the allegations that Germany's security forces may be underestimating the threat of extremist far-right violence.
Thank you for your time this morning. That was Thomas Sparrow.